They had been given nothing to drink since departing Coruscant, and the dark waters of the Font of Power were starting to tempt even Ben. The journey had taken days, and Abeloth had refused to allow her captives either water or food, urging them instead to throw off the shackles of mortality and claim their destiny. Ben, she insisted, was to become the eternal Prince of Light, and he would keep burning the twin flames of justice and forgiveness. Vistara was to become the irresistible Daughter of the Night. She would guard the forbidden mysteries of the Force, and she would bring life to the galaxy by filling dreams with images of beauty and desire. Together, the three of them would become the Ones, and they would live forever and remake the galaxy however it suited them. Ben and Vistara had made the mistake of telling Abeloth they would rather die than become part of her insanity. And now they were standing back to back in the yellow fog that surrounded the Font of Power. Their noses and throats were raw from its caustic steam, and their eyes were burning. But they were so dehydrated that their bodies were imploring them to drink. And it did not matter that the water was so tainted with dark side energy that it made them shudder inside. Their heads were pounding, and their vision was blurring, and their thoughts were coming slow and muddled. They had to drink or die. And when faced with those choices, the body always chose to drink. Vistara's shoulder shifted against Ben's, and he could tell that she was looking toward the font, no doubt wondering the same thing he was. What would happen if they drank? Whether there was any way they could risk even a sip?
Don't do it, Vess.
Ben's throat was so dry and swollen that words came out as a croak.
That has to be what she wants. Why she didn't let us drink on the trip. So we drink from the font.
Vistara's shoulder did not shift back.
That might be better than dying, Ben.
Think so?
Ben asked.
You remember what happened to Talon, right?
That was the Pool of Knowledge,
Vistara pointed out.
And he fell in.
And this is the Font of Power,
Ben replied.
I can feel the dark side gushing out. Do you really think you can touch that and not turn into the kind of freak he became?
That might be better than dying,
Vistara repeated. A swirl appeared in the fog a few meters ahead, and Abeloth spoke in her multiple voices.
You see, Ben, she cannot be trusted to resist temptation.
The swirl approached closer and resolved into a ghostly face. The face had tiny silver eyes and a too wide mouth full of pointed fangs.
That is why I brought you here. So that you would learn whom you can truly trust.
Vistara pivoted around to stand at Ben's side.
And that would be you?
I am not the one hiding my betrayal from him.
If you're talking about the attack on the Falcon, Ben said, I know all about it. Vistara told me what happened.
Yes, but did she tell you everything? Did she tell you about...
Of course I did!
Vistara looked over and caught Ben's eye.
You can't listen to her, Ben. She's just trying to drive a wedge between us.
No worries, Vess. It's not gonna work,
Ben said.
All we've got is each other. And no way am I letting that go on her word.
Good, Ben,
Vistara said.
We just have to remember who's holding us captive.
You are holding yourself captive, Vestara,
Abeloth said. She raised an arm, and four fluttering tentacles pointed toward the churning fountain next to them.
The power you crave is there. It is Ben holding you.